Hey, welcome back. Nice to see you again. It seems like 10 minutes since we talked, but it's been a week, and we're trying to give you something you can hold on to and actually use during the week between our shows here. We've got a brief time with Dr. Cousins, and what we're going to talk about is his suggested idea that what's happening in the world, as incredible as it is not crazy, and what it's really about and our response to it. Something that you can dig your teeth into and actually use in your life. So let's go right to Dr. Cousins. We have a short time. And welcome, Dr. Cousins. It's great to see you again.
Well, Richard, I'm always glad to see you, and also Doug behind the scenes there. And we are going to talk about what's really on most people's minds. So what is this? What is this all about, and what to do?
Right.
What to do is the key thing, and
That's
we have
right.
suggestions, but we have to understand what it is before we go what to do. And basically, before we get into a little dance and get started, we're being attacked on all four levels, on all four elements: air, earth, water, fire. Okay? And also in the ethers. And we need to understand that this is a full-on attack that's multi-leveled. It isn't just political. And that gives us some way to begin to get a handle on how we can best push back against it. I'm not even talking about defending. I mean, push back more. It's a more active stance.
Right.
So we're going to dance for a little spiritual joy, which is part of how we push back. We don't go into hopelessness. We don't give up. They will give up, but we will not. And the light is on our side, and prophecy is there. And I believe the next 2 years, this will begin to be turning around. But let's kind of dance with to get that spiritual joy going, to celebrate the situation. Let's see what we can do here. Okay. Thank you. Let's take a moment to meditate. Okay. Let's focus this on my eyes as we go into meditation. Yo. Okay. Yo, slowly come out of meditation. Okay, so I'm gonna get a little closer. Well, it's nice to be with everybody, and there's so much going on, and I believe most of the people in the audience are aware of the levels of things. So when I mentioned all four elements, five elements, we're looking at things coming in the air, we're looking at chemtrails and aluminum and a whole series of toxic chemicals in the air that are being sprayed. We're looking like at the bioweapon injections and all the different things from the graphene oxide and the radiation that's put in there, as well as the radiation in general that we're experiencing. We're looking at the pollution, the water. It's just kind of broken. It's just kind of, it's old news, but it's kind of somehow new news that they're putting fluoride in the water as a way of dealing with the toxic waste. A brilliant idea. And of course, it's all come out that it lowers your IQ and causes mental problems. Okay. And psychiatric problems as well. Okay, and what do they put in the earth? Well, besides pesticides and herbicides, they're talking about the mRNA and the animals, but also if they're not doing it already, putting it in the vegetables and fruits. And fire is really the EMFs, the 5G, which activates this. And some of you are probably aware that even as far back as Wuhan, the 5G amplified, when they turned on the 5G, it amplified the effect of the bioweapon injection. And that's happened in several places around the world, and it's happening. So we're being attacked on more than a few levels. I spent some time trying to antidote each one of those. So we have, for the radiation we're exposed to, both internally and in the injection, the rad neutral, which is a special formulation to neutralize all radiation, and particularly intracellular and intranuclear, inside the cell nucleus, where it does the most DNA damage. Think radiation in your nucleus, where it's right there with your DNA, doesn't do well. Okay, so the rad nuke can neutralize it, and it basically cleared out in 53 days to zero. But, okay, so that's a solution. And we have ways of dealing with the spike proteins. I mentioned the Illumidine neutralizes it. There's a variety of things. I won't get into all the details of that. The main thing is we can neutralize it. Obviously, it's best not to take the bioweapon shot. It will be an interesting situation if the World Health Disorganization, is going to attempt to force people. I think that's not going to work, but they're clearly going to try to take further injections to protect you. Hardly anybody believes that, and probably hardly anybody listening to the show believes it's for your protection. Okay, so we have economic oppression, and we have that's going on, that's actually quite serious for many, many people. And we have a social disintegration. I mentioned last week a little bit about the transgender type situation. And I believe it was in Colorado where they're saying it's legally okay, according to their Congress, for trans to flash their genitals to the children is something that's okay. So that a bill passed making that okay. And I'm thinking, well, that's an interesting thing, but it's part of the other piece, the social degeneration that's going on. Now, is this all by accident? I don't think so. And there's actually quite good documentation that it's not by accident. And you're looking at the center being in England, where they're planning and organizing it. And for some reason, it slipped my mind. Richard, you're welcome to come on in with it. But basically, this is actually planned. It's a planned. And I think it's well documented. I think there are position papers out of it for the destruction of the social and moral consciousness and really spiritual consciousness of the people, as well as all the other attacks that I'm talking about, air, earth, water, fire, and spirit. So all this is going on. I can't remember the name of the clinic in England. The Tavistock Clinic, that's it. This is all mapped out. This has been mapped out, didn't happen last week. We're talking about over 100 years of mapping this out. This is not new information. Now, I got involved in it when I was in college, and JFK was assassinated in 1963. Like, something's really wrong here. It's not some guy in a tower with a single shot thing having repeated shots. Okay, we know, most people know that he was assassinated with a lot of shooting from the front. That's why his wife jumped out the back, not the front. Okay. And that's where I kind of woke up, was JFK's assassination in 1963. And I said, okay, as I researched it, this is a deep state. This is deep, deep. And it was my first awareness of that. Didn't mean they just started, but it was the first real public announcement of that. And that is really what's going on, and it's part of it. We don't know exactly the deep state, but I'm going to say a worldwide deep state, certainly connected to the Tavistock Clinic and MK Ultra. Okay, so you have dark forces going on. Okay, so we don't have to get into it's the deep state and the individuals, and it's pretty much all the major governments in the world. There are involved. Okay, so where do we go with that? That's a really important thing. What do we do? Well, the most important thing we can do is keep centered and sane in what appears to be an insane situation. It's everything is far more planned and deliberate than one would want to think. Because for me, I don't want to think people are acting in such evil ways. And it's a little hard to think that these global elites really want to exterminate, 90% or all of humanity. It's really hard to think that they want to do that. It's like, what happened to their humanity? What happened to the humanists? Well, maybe they're not human anymore. Maybe, but that's another trend we can talk about, but not today. The real thing is some very fascist, inhumane, abominable activities are going on in every single level that are well planned out and well orchestrated. So what do we do? Well, first we have to be aware that none of this is by accident. Second, we do things like I started to mention about how we protect ourselves from the chemtrails with, nanosilver and, the different, things we have to actually do work to protect ourselves. We have to protect ourselves mentally and psychologically. We have to not go along with, all these sexual perverted things are normal. They're not normal. They've never been normal. For thousands and thousands of years, they've never been normal. Suddenly they're normal? I mean, you really, really have to, believe that the Brooklyn Bridge is for sale, to believe that all this is normal. And they're actually expecting people to believe it's normal. Yeah, well, transgenderism, of course, is normal. What do you mean it's not? It's never been normal. And even though they're propagandizing in the schools, they're doing this, they're doing that. Go ahead, Richard, you're going to say something.
Well, I just second what you're saying, and I was going to ask you, yeah, it's not normal to think that insanity is the regular way of nature, but they're getting kids to believe it, and they're getting now adults to believe it. Right. So how do you think they're doing that?
Well, I mean, again, the MK Ultra, the Tavistock Clinic, that's what they've been doing for, you know, maybe 100 years, is basically creating a mental hypnosis. Because people are believing, well, yeah, men can have babies, you know, but people are believing that. Okay, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of sincere people. It's not all, you know, they're not all trying to fool you. They actually believe it. And right. It's a lot easier to combine. You get better results with mind control if you also can use chemicals.
Yeah, and they're doing all of that. Right. I didn't mean to interrupt. Did you want to go further with that, or
it's organized at a level that is really hard to comprehend, even for the people that are, you know, understanding parts of it. It's like the doctors that are open-minded enough after their medical training to realize, wait a minute, the COVID-19 vaccine is to kill you. It's to hurt you or kill you, and but the other vaccines are fine. It's like they can't give up all their programming. There's some emotional block because it makes a person feel like, if everything is untrue, you know, how do I get my bearings?
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about. It's exactly right. So first we got to remember there's only God.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That means there's a God force in the cosmos, as the cosmos, that ultimately prevails. And if we see this as a test, which it is, can we keep our faith in this bigger cosmic picture and pass through what is prophesied and move into the other side of that?
Well, so, let me ask you a question about that.
Yeah.
You said there's only God, which I agree with, actually, completely. It's not evident because it looks like there's all these warring factions and they're all real, you know, and then you say there's only God. Well, no, there's the bad guys and there's all these other things happening. But I think there are levels of the reality, and on a real level underneath everything else, the only permanent reality is what people call God. And I agree with that. So if that's true, we've also got this image that people portray all the time, that God is just trying really hard to overcome evil. And wait a minute. If God is all powerful, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Right. But here's the answer.
Good.
From a Kabbalistic point of view, everything comes from God, including evil. And that's there to help us grow spiritually. So if you step back and say, this is all a spiritual test, and it is, yes, it does all come from God, good and evil. It all comes from the One.
Right.
And then the minute we step back and see that, we say, and we are being spiritually tested, it changes the whole story.
That's right.
Can you keep your spiritual integrity as a, you know, child of God in the midst of all this? Can you keep your DNA integrity? Because the dark side wants to destroy your human DNA and replace it with satanic DNA. Right. That's really clear. That's what they're doing. Okay.
Yeah. And they've got like 500 new ways to do that, to prevent cancer and prevent anxiety and make you lose weight or gain weight or be brilliant. Yeah. They're all replacing your DNA.
So it's holding our integrity as full human beings. And part of that is like what we just said, holding your physical integrity, but also holding your spiritual integrity. Once you get that it's a test, not that it's so enjoyable, but I mean, tests are really enjoyable. And our job is to pass the test by holding our integrity, by taking care of ourselves and those around us, and helping as many people as possible, okay, make it through, then you're passing the test.
Yeah. If you're in school and you go into a classroom by surprise, or you forgot that you had a test today and you're suddenly there, it really helps to know, okay, if I'm going to be in this test and it looks necessary. What is the test? The more you understand about it, the better.
Right. And that's what we're talking about. So instead of getting caught into this is having that happening, getting overwhelmed, we step back and say, okay, what's most important? Keep my connection with the divine, keep my integrity physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, because that's really all we have.
Right.
And organize our life, you know, to not only protect those around us, but kind of uplift the global brain. And that's what we can do, okay? That's how we defeat this. Because these people are acting from, you know, a satanic global brain, getting people to go along with it, which is really easy to do, because there's short-term appearance of benefit, long-term disaster, okay? Because if anybody understands the dark occult, the Satan eats its own. Doesn't help its own, eats its own. And that's part of the satanic, it's a suicidal type situation. So we're pushing for life, we're celebrating life, and that's our choice. And then we see everything that's coming is just another test, and you know, it's up to us not to lose hope. This is really important, but to say, okay, here's this cosmic play happening, and fine, I'm going to do something about the radiation, and fine, I'm going to, you know, make this adjustment and that adjustment, and I'm keeping out of the way, but I'm educating people so we can improve the global brain. That's why I started this round with the World Peace Meditation, which is on every Sunday at 6:30 Israel time for a half hour, where we meditate and visualize peace, and more than peace, in rising of the global consciousness.
Now, what makes you think that will physically make a change?
Because it works. It's been proven. Over 300 studies have proven it works since 1973. It's been proven. It decreases when people meditate and pray together. For example, in Rhode Island, they dropped the violent crime rate by 43%, came back the next year, dropped it by 49%. In the Middle East, it dropped. They did the same thing with the different countries, and it dropped it again significantly. So we know it works. They did a study with 22 cities, 11 with, they're all with the same population. 11 of them had a population, 1% of the population meditating, the other 11 didn't. And those cities that were had 1% meditating, there was a 16% decrease in crime, right, of all sorts. So we know it works.
It just needs to be global, and it needs to be permanent.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing with that, because that's something we can do. That's something they can do, you know. So I invite you, wherever you are, 6:30 Israel time, or wherever you are in the world, and we all are meditating together. Now, during World War II, there's a story. In England, they decided that they would all pray for 1 minute when Big Ben struck 9 at night. Everybody would go into a silent prayer for 1 minute. And after the war, some of the German, you know, officers were saying, we lost the war, but there's something we can never cope with, was this 1 minute of silence with Big Ben at 9. We just didn't understand what that was about. And so we couldn't neutralize it. So it's not like a new idea.
Right.
So we have the power that way. We have the power to look at our own health and pay real attention. We have the power to support each other. We have the power to get more and more people waking up, to support that waking up thing. All that makes a difference. And we will turn the corner. It will happen. you know, a turn of a corner is a football term, but basically you're kind of going towards the sideline, and if you can turn the corner in, you can run upfield and, you know, make a lot of yards. We will turn the corner, and I believe it will be by 2025.
So if you're saying that people can become conduits of this healing energy in meditation, we're not just talking about sitting in a certain posture at a certain time. You're talking about something you do internally that really determines whether you're actually doing it or not. What is that? And then how is it connected to what taking care of yourself physically?
And everybody else. It's like caring for each other. But we live in the world where people are not caring. We're saying care for each other. Make our interactions as holy and sacred as possible so everyone feels uplifted. And there's a change, the shift in the consciousness. That's actually what I'm talking about too.
Okay. So when you're sitting, if you come to the World Peace Meditation, what do you do externally and internally to make it actually do something?
So what we do is we know the power of the mind works. Okay.
Yeah.
Literally, research within the last 10 years has shown that we can restructure our DNA back to normal through the power of the mind. That's pretty significant. We know that people can heal themselves through the power of the mind. So that's the level we're talking about, except that we're healing the consciousness of the planet. And again, there's lots of studies, over 300, that shows it works. We need to get approximately 8,247 people. Approximately, I'm kind of joking. The truth is we've lost probably a billion people with everything they've done from all the things. And so the number is dropped. So 8,000, it's not that much, 247, where if we get people consistently meditating and praying. So you have a quiet mind, and then we do a world healing visualization. We know those things work. They've been proven again and again, you know, for helping people recover from cancer or other kinds of things, where people can affect their blood sugar according to that too. So it works. We're not trying to prove it works. We know it works.
Right.
And now we're taking what we know works and applying it to our really world situation. And it's going to keep growing. So tell your friends and tell yourself, there are things we can do. We are not helpless. We are not hopeless. And we can do it. Okay? Right. Will it happen right away? No, that's not the way things work. They have spent over 100 years working on this. So basically from the 1870s, really, where they've been more actively working on this kind of thing to do what they're doing now. Now they have the technology, but we have the power of the human spirit. And nothing is more powerful than the human spirit.
So it's not a negative outlook at this point. And it's really challenging for people to grasp the hopeful, positive side of it when they're looking around at what's going on. Because what you're saying in the beginning is this is, you know, it's an example of trusting authority, because if you realize that most of the time they are telling you something that's real. For example, when they say people that believe in conspiracies are crazy, they're telling you something honest. That means that the degree of real conspiracy is total. I mean, it's beyond what most people imagine. And you're saying we can be aware of that and not become pessimistic or disheartened.
Right. Because there's always a play of light and dark. They're powerful. The power of God is greater. It's as straightforward as that, but we have to invoke it rather than think, oh, they're so powerful.
Okay, now this is something that you could use in your daily life too, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely. So you meditate and pray each day, that just enhances the whole thing. Well, you're bringing the power of the divine into your life and into your everyday interactions.
Right. So you're talking about a change from compartmentalizing this into philosophy and religion on one side and real life on the other side.
Yeah, this is a way of life. This is not a theory.
Right.
Or a philosophy. It's hardcore way of life.
So how does it fit together with all the decades of physical health teaching that you've been doing? How are those connected?
Well, I mean, I've been teaching physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So, but it connects because when you have a healthy body, it's a lot easier to have a healthy mind.
Yeah.
And when you have a healthy body and mind, it's a lot easier to have a healthy spirit.
Right. 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 Yeah. So when in the old records that we've got, a lot of the great teachers were talking about prayer and fasting for healing all levels at once, right?
Yes.
And you're still looking at a version of that.
We just finished leading a group in a 7-day fast. And it works. People get clearer, happier, healthier. It works. People's blood sugars go to normal. Blood pressures drop to normal, you know, on the physical plane. But spiritually, people are elevated as well.
So what do they do to get ready for next Sunday? For your next installation of the World Peace Meditation.
Tell people about it and show up. What does show up mean? You can go to the channel. Doug will put it up again. In fact, Doug actually designed the website, and it's a nice design. Really nice job. And just go to worldpeacemeditation.net, and it lays out everything you need to know. Okay, 11:30 Eastern time, Eastern Coast time, 11:30 a.m. So it's really simple. The beauty of all this is it's really simple. And that's what people need to get. This is not complex physics. It's basic.
Yeah. In fact, complexity is something that can really distract you from what's going on.
Right. Now notice... this is the web page. Notice you see the sun slightly rising over the darkness of the night. That's who we are. We're slightly rising over the darkness of the night.
Right.
And we're moving into a sunrise. That's the next event, sunrise. And then Doug laid out so beautifully, you know, all the different times and places. And you can sign up for that. It doesn't cost anything. You can sign up as an individual, but if you're sharing with other people, you can put your name on it. And, you know, see, Lost Art's there, there's myself. You can do all that. And you'll be listed. See, it's for free, but you have to be have maybe 1,000 people on your mailing list and promoting it.
So and you said what you're shooting for is a little over 8,000.
Well, I like 100,000 at least, but I'll settle for 8,247. So okay. Notice Doug is looking at subscribe because that will keep you updated. And we just subscribe by just putting your name in that thing where it says subscribe. And then you're getting updated and you're part of it. And again, as individuals who can sign up or as a person who could be like a sponsor. A sponsor just means you're putting more energy into it. It's not about finances or anything like that.
Right. Okay. Well, you told me that you had to leave early today.
Yeah.
I'm watching the clock for you.
So yes, yes. Thank you.
That might be a good point to wrap it up.
So my point is clear. This is a time to gather in the energy to elevate all of humanity, and it's up to us. Okay? We really do have the power, but we have to put it into effect. That's what we're really talking about. And we do it the way we're talking about is shifting and uplifting the global mind to a higher frequency where the powers of darkness can't penetrate. Pretty simple. So I bless you all. I hope to see you all at the World Peace Meditation. And bring your friends. You just do it on your internet. So you don't have to go anywhere except inside to the truth of who you are. So that was a joy to share with people and with Richard. And again, I thank Doug in our backup position. So good.
Thank you, Dr. Cousins. You're right. It is simple.
Good.
The whole message is very simple. It's like it's simple what's going on in the world. It's being controlled by a dark force that's globally organized everything for an extermination, enslavement extermination project, and we're in it, and we're in that experiment. It's not an experiment to see what happens. It's an experiment to wipe out life. It's really, there's endless complication in it. I've spent decades investigating it, going to the top and seeing where it's coming from and what they're after and why and how and all of that. But that doesn't change the fact of what it is. So it's in the end, it looks to me like a sacrifice of a ceremonial nature, and we're the sacrificial animal in this case, the whole biosphere, not just humans. And from the point of view of the animal being tortured to death, which is basically what's going on, I take exception to that. I don't think that we need to have that happen. So how do you turn it around? It's really simple. That's the question. That's the test. And we have a certain amount of free will, and the main power of our free will is where we put our attention and our intention. And we've been so, what Charlotte Isherby used to say, dumbed down to the point where we don't even think about that. We just think about our physical movement, and anything that we're upset about, we blame other people instead of ever looking at ourselves. And that's a way to stay powerless. And at the same time, this people running the sacrifice are projecting frequencies of fear and helplessness and division and hatred and disconnection with ourselves into the atmosphere, just like another, I'd say, subtle level of geoengineering is going on. That's our situation, like Mike Adams would say, a situation update. But the question, the only reason to know about that is what you do about it. And like Dr. Cousins was saying, if you're out of touch with yourself, you're very limited in what you can do. And that it's part of the transhuman agenda to make sure that we are totally losing touch with humanity and our and the life force in us. And now you see the people who are victimized in the trans movement by chemicals and by brainwashing, convinced that by mutilating their bodies and taking toxic chemicals, they become another gender. And this can happen to anybody. And at this point, you know, I say it can happen to anybody. You take enough atrazine or anything else like that really disrupts the hormone balance, and you won't feel the same at all. And this needs to be brought back to normal. And not everybody is open to doing this right now. Most people want to blame everybody else. And we've seen some people lately in the whole trans movement that have been victimized by this, that are becoming violent and saying we need to use violent force against people who argue with the whole trans philosophy. And this is a sign of getting farther out of touch with ourselves. So like Dr. Cousins says, it's really simple. Get back in touch with yourself. Your origin is God. Your nature is spirit. The characteristic of that is unlimited, unconditional love. Not love the good people and hate the bad people. it's unconditional love for everybody, because if you dig through the programming, who's in there is the same. God is everywhere. And it's not dependent on what you believe. It's there anyway. So to get back in touch with that and then let it flood into your life, it's an antidote, and we're just out of touch with that. We need to get that back.
And just to add a little point.
Yeah, please.
We are a majority. We are a vast majority. They make us seem, the way the media seems, is if we're a minority, but we're the vast majority tuned in to humanity as it's been for thousands of years.
Right. And they want you to think that you're the only one.
Yeah.
That you're isolated.
Yeah. So you got to get, we're the vast majority. We mean to bring it back. You know, for example, the trans movement is a vast minority, but they get all the press, okay? Because the press is involved in the collusion to to change people's understanding of reality.
That's why it's going after little kids, too.
Yeah.
You know, there are new textbooks being written. Some of them will say things like, when you were born, your parents and the doctors made a guess about what gender you were. They really had no idea. You'd have to find out later. And you can change into whatever you want. It's similar to saying, if you want to be an animal, another species, you want to be a bat or a dog or anything, a giraffe, just identify with that, and that's what you are.
Yeah.
And enough people aren't trained to go along with the power structure.
It's psychotic thinking.
Yeah, but it's being normalized.
I understand. It's psychotic thinking. In the mental hospitals, that's where people end up with that kind of thinking. It used to be. Now,
well, it still is. It's just the mental hospital has expanded to cover the world.
Yeah, the inmates are running the world rather than... And so it is psychotic.
It's like a real-life Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah. Body delusions, confusions... And it's really immoral to get people so confused, because they lose touch with their divine purpose.
Right. It's not their fault at all. They're being targeted. It's like a, you know, Star Wars or Star Trek episode where they come into a planet where the whole planet is insane, and it's become a giant mental hospital where the staff is insane too, and they're just going down into total self-destruction. And the question is, you know, Captain Kirk and the others thinking, we can't interfere, but will this planet, will the individuals in this planet wake up and realize they're not intrinsically insane? They're beautiful creatures of spirit connected to God. And once they realize that and throw off the brainwashing, then they don't have to attack the bad guys who are doing. The bad guys will realize the same thing. The staff can wake up too. Once the staff wakes up, then who's going to follow orders? Nobody. You know, the bosses can say, all right, everybody fight, kill each other, hate the bad guys. And it won't appeal to you because you'll be awake. And I think that changes everything. That can start with a small number. And it has an effect even when you do it yourself.
It has started with a small number, and it's growing.
Right. And during the day, you don't have to wait for Sunday. During the day, everything that you do, moment by moment, is affecting everybody else, pro or con. So it's like this idea of total responsibility. Wow, I have a giant effect. What kind of effect do I want to make that? What am I going to send out to? We played a James Taylor song in one of our meetings, Shower the People. And that's a beginning idea. At least the people that you already admit that you love, just shower this unlimited love on them. But when you grow a little bit more, then you realize your family includes absolutely everybody. Not only just the humans, but everybody. And that changes your whole existence. That's what we're after. So I really appreciate this chance to take part with Dr. Cousins and all of you guys, and get to be in your presence when we have these shows. And I'm saying the World Peace Meditation is going on officially on Sundays for half an hour. But the other times, all the other times except for that half an hour, it's going on too. And you can participate in it right now if you want. And instead of blaming everybody else and critiquing everybody and thinking how terrible even the really bad guys are, whatever, that's valuable time. You could be taking that attention on yourself, and you change what you're radiating out. You know, cell towers are not the only source of radiation. We're also much more powerful in that way. Not that we can make that negative or positive. What are you radiating? It's what you're feeling. And that's totally voluntary. It doesn't have to be reactive. You know, if some bad thing happens, you have to feel terrible and radiate hopelessness. That's not true. It never was true. So whatever's going on in the world, even if we understand that it's all coordinated hell, basically, at this point, you don't have to make that your world. Live in the emotional atmosphere you choose. And that's what you're sharing with everybody else all the time. So I'm encouraging us to do that. I'll do it with you. That's, you know, we have our meetings of Planetary Healing Club on Saturdays where we work together to strengthen this focus, and you're welcome to that. Anytime you want to come in, planetaryhealingclub.com. But in between these weekly things that we do, what you do the rest of the time is really important. It's like people that go to church on one day a week and then rob banks the rest of the time. You actually have to do something different in between the meetings. Like right now, where are your thoughts? What are your emotions? You realize that those are voluntary. Put them where you want. Make believe it's written on the sky, and you carry the emotion that you want to broadcast. Are you brave enough to try it? Are you brave enough to consider that it's powerful? I'm going to be doing that with you if you want to join. So remember Dr. Cousins' programs at drcousins.com, treeoflife.mn.co, Planetary Healing Club that I just mentioned at planetaryhealingclub.com. And the main thing is, where are you going to put your focus, your emotional state, and your mind and your attention right now and for the rest of the time? It's always going to be the present. There's no better time to do it than now. Watch yourself. Change it to what you want. And we'll meet you here next time. Take it easy.